Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's an exciting day. A long time in the making, but we've received some really important funding today, which you'll hear about in a bit. The Buffalo Society of Natural Sciences is the Buffalo Museum of Science, but it's also very much TIFF Nature Preserve. That's what makes us special, makes this place truly unique. TIFF is really our living laboratory. It brings science to action. When you think about the story of TIFF, the history, it's incredible. The restoration that occurred, the current conservation that's underway, and the efforts to make it more accessible, which is really exciting. So thanks again for being here. I'll turn it over to Jessica, who's going to say a few words, and then we'll keep the program rolling.
Thank you, Keith. And we always like to refer to TIFT as our living collection, and it truly is. While the Society manages TIFT, watching over 264 acres and 5 miles of trails and boardwalks, it is a collective effort. It's between our talented staff, partners at the city, county, and state levels, our board members, supporters, and friends, many of whom are here today. Together, we strive to make TIFT accessible to all who wish to take a break to appreciate nature in this sanctuary just outside of the hustle and bustle of Buffalo. We're pleased and proud to have welcomed Society President, CEO, Gary Siddall this year to take the reins on leading TIFT and the museum forward for continued progress. Thank you. I'm going to turn it over to Gary.
All right. Well, thank you, Jessica and Keith. Before we get started, we just wanted to run through a few acknowledgments of the dignitaries joining us here today. So we'll start first with an introduction to U.S. Congressman Tim Kennedy. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. New York Senator Sean Ryan, who is joining us here today, thank you. Mayor Chris Scanlon. Assemblymember John Rivera. And representatives from the Office of Governor Kathy Hochul, the New York State Power Authority, and Buffalo and Erie County Greenway Standing Committee. So a round of applause for those representatives. We're also joined today by a large number of board members and staff members, and we are greatly appreciative of the time, talent, and treasure that is poured in from those two groups to support the amazing work not only here at the Buffalo Museum of Science, here at TIFF Nature Preserve, but also back at the Buffalo Museum of Science. So TIFF Nature Preserve definitely is our living collection, as Jessica said. It's sort of seen as the non-traditional learning environment where the museum has sort of the traditional look and feel, but TIFF Nature Preserve gives us the opportunity to bring children, students, and families out and make them have these unique experiences and connections with nature. Well, we see over 35,000 students and visitors coming through the preserve on an annual basis, and that's a number that we're really proud of. The problem with the preserve and the trail as it currently stands is that not all of those visitors necessarily have the accessibility means to enjoy the preserve to the fullest extent. So today we're announcing the groundbreaking of a $2.1 million trail project that will create accessibility for visitors on a roughly 0.75 mile trail loop that takes visitors from our center here, across the bridge, into the preserve, and out into our iconic boardwalk. Now, this $2.15 million project, of course, would not be possible without the incredible support of the individuals joining us here today, as well as countless others. It's important to recognize that Erie County is the lead funder, providing over 50% of the project funds to the Accessible Trail Project. Their over $1 million contribution was the lead gift that allowed this project to truly come to fruition, so we're able to be here today and talk about the exciting project moving forward. There's also funding from New York State, from the Buffalo and Erie County Greenway Fund, the Ralph Wilson Jr. Legacy Funds at the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo, the Montgomery Family Foundation, and as recent as last week, Assemblymember John Rivera came to the table with $200,000 to fully complete the fundraising for this project. So thank you to all of those funders. So what does $2.1 million get you when you're thinking about a nature reserve? Well, it brings several features to the forefront of this exciting project. We'll have a new trail, new sidewalk that leads visitors from this center out to the bridge. We'll replace that bridge so it's significantly safer, not only for visitors, but for emergency vehicles that need to navigate their way into the preserve. A new stone dust trail will be installed that is fully accessible for visitors who are either in a wheelchair or a motorized scooter device. And when you get out to our boardwalk, we've taken the time and consideration to design that feature so that all visitors have abilities to look out into the cattail marsh without being impeded by bars, without being impeded by barriers, and with having a wide enough passageway that you'll be able to turn around and enjoy the experience like all of our other visitors. We're also creating an elevated viewing platform where visitors who are seated by way of an accessibility device will have the opportunity to take an elevated perspective and enjoy the preserve to the fullest extent. We're also implementing a new signage system that is being done in partnership with the UB Idea Center to ensure that accessibility is at the forefront. That even includes providing a tactile map so that visitors with visual impairments will be able to understand the various points and wayfinding throughout the preserve. The trail is expected to be completed next year. We're going to start construction immediately, focusing on what demolition we can begin as the weather's starting to turn. Obviously, we have 40 plus mile an hour wind gusts today, which is why we're seated inside. So the preserve's weather here in the Outer Harbor can be a little unforgiving, but we're going to get started with the demolition as soon as possible. Now, the other big announcement that we have today is that we are very pleased to have received $1 million in partnership with Erie County for us here at TIFF to implement $800,000 worth of restoration improvements out to the preserve. So what does $800,000 in restoration improvements look like? Well, we're bringing in a new pump that will help us manage water levels in the marsh. We'll create a turtle nesting beach. We'll be removing invasive species north of Lake Hursty, which is seen outside the windows. And we'll be removing and replanting various cattails from out in the marsh. Even having too much of a good thing is not a good thing when it comes to a nature preserve. So we see our role here not only as letting nature do its own thing, but our role as stewards of TIFT is to remove invasive species to continue our commitment to providing educational and safe outreach for members of our community. So all of this coming together today is a really exciting day for TIFT. We're announcing over $3 million in improvements coming to the Buffalo and Erie County community, and we are so excited and so proud to be taking a leadership role in this important step forward. Before I turn things over to the Congressman, I want to thank everyone again for being here today, for supporting our project, and again to Erie County for not only funding over 50% of the Accessible Trail Project, but also being our partner in the ecological improvements to the preserve. Thank you. And with that, I will now invite Congressman Kennedy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gary, and thank you to your team. Gary Sidal, can we give him another round of applause, the president and CEO of the Buffalo Society of Natural Sciences. Also, what a great team that they've assembled with Keith and Jessica. Thank you so much for your leadership on the board. To all of the friends of the Tift Farm Nature Preserve and to the Buffalo Museum of Science and to Western New York in general, and of course my colleagues in government, from the county executive to Governor Hochul, represented today by Bonnie Kane Lockwood, to Assemblyman Rivera, Senator Ryan, Mayor Scanlon, to all of the leaders in our community that work so hard together to make sure that the Tift Farm Nature Preserve continues to grow and excel as one of the largest urban-based nature preserves in all of North America. We also want to recognize the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Legacy Funds and the Montgomery Family Foundation for their support. We have come so far from what the preserve once was, a brownfield that's been transformed into an urban oasis that's been enjoyed by generations of Buffalonians, including my own kids. It's why every year countless school children come here, thousands upon thousands, not just to see the natural beauty of Western New York, but to learn the responsibility that we have as good stewards of our lived environment. The grand effort that was started many years ago continues today. And as we commemorate the groundbreaking of a new $2.1 million accessible boardwalk trail, we also think about what that means to the community, those of all abilities having the opportunity to enjoy this extraordinary space, this beautiful environment surrounded by nature in the heart of the city of Buffalo. As a state senator, I was proud to secure $350,000 that went toward this final goal that we break ground on here today. And this project also ensures that it's a pathway for economic empowerment with a local women-owned business leading the charge on construction, creating jobs right here in Western New York as well. So again, I'm thrilled to see this vision become a reality. And actually, as an occupational therapist, I know firsthand the importance of enjoying seeing people with disabilities have an opportunity for the first time to take hold of their environment. And this accessibility project is going to open up Tift Farm Nature Preserve for children and adults of all ages, of all abilities. And it's really a sensational project that are going to not only allow them to take in the enormity and the scope of the Tift Farm Preserve in its entirety, but when you think about the stakeholders here that aren't human, like the turtles and the fish and the birds and the deer and the wildlife, you know, the sun that's going to shine down on all of them, and we think about a rare turtle nesting in a new home here at the preserve, which is why I'm proud here today to announce another $1 million in federal investment to restore Tift Farm's aquatic habitats. This funding is going to ensure that Western New Yorkers of all abilities again can continue to enjoy this incredible institution with friends and family. It'll improve the coastal marsh habitat, a critical step in safeguarding biodiversity and supporting native species while removing invasive plants that threaten the ecosystem. And with these improvements to the turtle nesting beach along Cattail Marsh, visitors can look forward to special moments enjoying turtles and species and plants and animals. And places like Tift are more than just nature preserves. They're sanctuaries for urban communities to connect with the environment, find peace, improve overall well-being, and foster a love for the natural world for future generations as well. So I look forward to hitting this trail with all of you. It's my honor to have partnered with my colleagues in government. The county took a strategic role in leading this effort, and it's my privilege to recognize and welcome to the podium our County Executive, Mark Poloncarz.
Thank you, Congressman. We were commenting beforehand, it was 2 years ago, I think, when we announced this project. And I'm just glad to see that it is finally moving forward. On behalf of the people of Erie County, it is my honor to be here today. Erie County has supported Tift Farms and, of course, the Buffalo Museum of Science, which administers Tift, to millions of dollars over the last few years from both operational as well as capital amounts. I'm disappointed that my partner in government, John Gilmore, is not here. This would not have happened without John Gilmore. He's the one who pushed for it. It was part of a negotiation when we finished up the 2021 budget, in which we actually had some additional money, and Legislator Gilmore was the one who came to me and said, this needs to happen. We need to support this project because it was not part of our traditional budgetary process. And it did not go through our normal capital process. It went through a different process with regards to the closeout of the 2021 budget year. And the $1 million that was allocated from that was allocated through the discussion that I had from the idea of Legislator Gilmore. So I'm just disappointed that he couldn't join us here today because I don't think we'd be here without his support. So I just want that to be known. The county is proud to partner with Tift and its entire team for the continuation of this great asset that we have. As was just noted by the Congressman, part of this is going forward with regards to an EPA grant, which is part of the Great Lakes Initiative. a restoration initiative in which the county's been part of over $4 million of that for various organizations in our community. So we also need to thank not only our congressmen, but those in the, like Senator Schumer and Senator Gillibrand have been strong supporters of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, as well as our governor. Our governor, Kathy Hochul, has been out there advocating for these dollars. It's not a given that we're going to receive these dollars, especially in the environment that we see today. And the congressman would note, it's not easy to get money out of Washington, D.C., especially as we go forward at a time when we're hearing about the reduction of services and the reduction of grants. So I want to thank the congressman and his team and others who played a role in making this a reality. Erie County continues to support arts and cultural institutions. When I talk to my colleagues across the country, they're shocked. Most counties give zero for arts and cultural institutions. Our partners just down the road in Monroe County and Onondaga County provide zero to arts and cultural institutions. And I think it's important for people to understand that we are proud to support these because of the quality of life and what they bring to our community. As long as I'm county executive, which is only a few more years because I've termed myself out, but as long as I'm county executive, we will continue to support great organizations like the Buffalo Museum of Science, as well as TIFF Farms and the other arts and cultural and historical institutions because of what they bring to our community. We are lucky. We have assets we should not have based on the size of our community. The Buffalo Museum of Science was created at a time when Buffalo was a top 10 and top 20 city in population of the nation. If you go around similar sized entities, cities and counties across the United States, they do not have the cultural attractions we have. We have them because at one time we were much more rich in assets than they are today. And when we lose these organizations, they don't come back. That's why it's important that each and every one of us in the governmental level, whether it's local, state, and federal, continue to support these organizations. People come to Buffalo and they talk about the Buffalo experience and say, God, I didn't know how good it was there until I came there. Because they're coming from communities where things like this don't exist. And we need to continue their existence. So on behalf of the people of Erie County, I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank all who participated in this process to make it a reality. And it may be 2 years long later than I thought it was, but let's make certain those shovels at the ground today. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, County Executive. And there'll be crowbars today, but shovels soon to follow. So up next, representing Governor Hochul is Bonnie Kane Lockwood. The governor has been such a huge supporter of the work that we do spanning across our organization, and we are so appreciative for her leadership, dedication, not only to us, but the environment as well. Bonnie.
Good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate Congressman Kennedy's mention of the animals that also dominate TIFF Nature Preserve, and if there's any turkeys loose, if anybody has the ability to pardon them, now's the time to do it. So as I bring greetings from the governor and also best wishes for a happy Thanksgiving, we have much to be thankful for. County Executive mentioned this is a very non-traditional place, very much funded with non-traditional means. And when we think of the history of TIFF Farms as a garbage refuse, 264 acres that are now the centerpiece of a living laboratory, a show place, a peaceful place, a place that with your help and support from all the partners identified already as investors in this great project will become even more accessible. And along with accessibility is access. And when you look up and down the Outer Harbor, the choices we have that did not exist years ago along with TIFF. You could not access TIFF Nature Preserve the way you can now from the Outer Harbor or across the street where it's the New York State Parks or Terminal B or the work that's going on at Wilkinson Point. So TIFF Nature Preserve, while it was the first, it is not alone in bringing residents and visitors and tourists and children to appreciate all the wonders that we have here in the city of Buffalo in the Outer Harbor. The governor started an initiative this summer called Get Offline, Get Outside. TIFF Nature Preserve has been getting people outside for decades. right? And when I saw those beautiful young people that greeted us on the way in, I thought they were models. They look so good from being outside all the time. I've got to kind of follow their lead, because when we're outside, when we're away from the social media, when we see each other as part of the world around us that sustain us, that remind us that we're just part of a great ecosystem, you're giving that opportunity in the future to those who are more challenged than us. But yesterday we had a meeting in the governor's office with advocates on behalf of the disabled community, and the first thing they said is, please see us as human beings first. We are all human. We are in need of TIFF Nature Preserve and what you offer here more than ever. And for all the financial partners from every level of government, on behalf of the governor who was born in Lackawanna, represented Hamburg, lives in the city of Buffalo, I bring her gratitude, I bring her partnership, her collaboration, and her commitment to be able to do more to lift the lives and the spirits and the future of Buffalo and Western New York. And so I thank you all. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Bonnie. Up next, we have Assemblymember John Rivera, who again provided the remaining funds for the project as recent as last week. So Assemblymember, thank you for being here today and closing out our project.
Well, thank you everybody for being here. It's an amazing experience every time I'm able to come here. I want to give a special thanks to someone, and that's County Executive Mark Poloncarz. I want to thank him for a couple reasons. Number one, he had the good foresight to hire me many years ago to work for him. So he's got great judgment, as you can see. But it's in that time that I worked in county government that I learned a lot. And speaking as somebody that was a kid from the West Side, I'm embarrassed to admit it now, but I had never been to TIFT until I worked for the county, and I never went to the Eternal Flame at Chestnut, and I had never been to Akron Falls, and I had never been to countless other beautiful spaces we have in this county. And it was an amazing experience to be part of an administration that invested in the things that matter and the things that make us who we are in Western New York, the things that make us unique in this space. And we have beautiful parks here and beautiful theaters and beautiful art spaces and beautiful, a lot of things, and they exist and thrive truly in great part because of county. So I want to thank County Executive Mark Poloncarz for just constantly investing into the arts, investing into parks, and investing into these spaces. So thank you very much, County Executive. You know, it's a rarity that that we can sort of be in a space like this and really cherish it, and that's why we have to invest in it constantly. And when the senator and I walked through this space about a year or so ago, we were talking about this project and how there was a bit of a gap, and that's why he and I together, and former senator and now Congressman Kennedy will tell you that in Albany, nothing gets done fast and nothing gets done on your own. So I want to thank Senator Ryan for working with me on this, to bringing this $200,000 to finish this project up. You know, the state's going to be there for you. I say that to Gary and the rest of the folks here, as the county has, and as the congressman's delivered, we're going to keep doing it. And we believe in this space. We're grateful for all the work of everyone at the Science Museum and everything that you do to keep this space what it is. I love it when I'm able to bring my six-year-old, who is not going to go until her 30s, visiting the beautiful things that we have in Erie County like I did, because she's living it every day. So thank you very, very much.
And the Assemblymember's daughter is adorable. We did a UTV ride out in the preserve this summer, and so I can attest that you have followed through with that commitment. Now we'd like to invite Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon up to the podium. For those that are not aware, the City of Buffalo owns not only the building that the Buffalo Museum of Science operates, but also the land here at TIFF Nature Preserve. Mayor Scanlon.
Thank you, Gary. It's always nice for me to be back here at TIFF Nature Preserve. And Gary, I thank you for not taking me on one of the UTV rides that we've been on out there today. Doesn't look like it'd be too enjoyable out there today. This is a spot that I frequent with my kids and my wife just to escape everyday life on a regular basis. So it's an important place to us. So I want to thank everyone who's played a part in today's announcement. To Gary Siddall, to the board, I want to thank you for your stewardship of not only the Science Museum, but also TIFF Nature Preserve. It's tremendous work that you do here on behalf of the entire community, so I thank you for that. You know, everyone deserves the opportunity to enjoy our parks, and that is especially true here at TIFF Nature Preserve. And with the start of construction of this fully accessible trail, we're one step closer to creating a pathway at TIFF Nature Preserve that welcomes everyone regardless of their ability. The Congressman mentioned that by trade he is an occupational therapist. I am married to an occupational therapist, so I understand the importance of that, and so it means a lot to my wife and our family. And so again, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank our partners in government. You're talking about several millions of dollars invested in this asset here in South Buffalo and on the edge of Lake Erie. And it's just another shining example of what we can do at different levels of government when we're collaborating and pulling together in the same direction at all different levels of government. So I thank you not just for your commitment to this project, your collaboration on this project, but projects throughout Buffalo and Western New York. I want to take a quick moment to thank our Commissioner of Public Works, Nate Martin, and his team for their assistance they played in the project's technical design. But today's a big deal, and one of the great components of that, I think, is the grassroots aspect of it. You know, caring members of our community coming together and saying there needs to be an accessible trail for people of all abilities to access TIFF Nature Preserve. And those suggestions were heard, and here we are today. And then through the good work of Gary and the team here, a year from now we'll hopefully be here cutting a ribbon instead of using a crowbar to do God knows what we're going to do with them. But one of my priorities as a city council member and council president now as acting mayor is to ensure that our assets are available to people of all abilities, and that goes especially for our parks. In fact, we just recently opened an all-accessible playground in Delaware Park. Another one will be ribbon cutting at another one in Cazenovia Park in another week or so, with a couple more to come. So this soon-to-be-completed accessible trail is just another testament to our shared commitment across government, across organizations like TIFF Nature Preserve, to preserve inclusivity and allowing everyone to make sure they're enjoying these fantastic assets in our community. And I want to follow up on something that Assemblyman Rivera said. I do want to take a moment to thank County Executive, because you do not see counties across this region, across the state, the country, investing in our cultures the way that our county does. So I do think that merits a mentioning. So County Executive, thank you. To Gary, to the board, thank you for everything you do here at TIFT, at the Buffalo Science Museum, and I can't wait to be back here for the ribbon cutting to see the finished project. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. And now we have Dan Castle, who is chair of the Buffalo and Erie County Greenway Committee. So Dan, welcome to the podium. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll keep this brief because I know everyone wants to get outside and enjoy the weather. I'm here today on behalf of the Buffalo and Erie County Greenway Fund Standing Committee. And this is the committee that was set up back in 2007 help spend money that the Power Authority set aside as an outcome of the relicensing of the Niagara Hydro Project. $2 million a year for 50 years. Okay, we're 17 years into it. That was 2007. 2009, TIFF Nature Preserve, I think it was TIFF Farms back then, got their first grant from our standing committee. And there's been several in between, all coming to this beautiful building here, making this a reality. Just most recent, 2022, it was a $400,000 grant for this accessible trail that will be kicking off today. In that time, from 2007 to now, 17 years, $34 million has gone into over 100 projects along the Buffalo and Erie County waterfront and in the Greenway. And we're only a third way through the 50 years, so we have a long time to go. We've accomplished a lot. 100 projects in 17 years, we might get 300 projects by the time we're done. So the Greenway Fund is a wonderful tool that's really jump-started a lot of projects and kept them going through their capital stages. So this is just another example. So we thank you for the opportunity. And I guess the only thing I would say is, you can tell when you have a lot of people speaking at an event like this that it takes a lot of partners. And in the 5 years I've been involved in county government, I've seen a lot of these partners work really, really well together, and it's just a testament to a community where the elected officials do work together and can work together. Not only is it a commitment to arts and culture, but the working together happens much better here than other places around the country that I've worked in. So again, thank you very much. I look forward to getting this project started, getting it finished, and then going on to your next project coming into the Greenway. Thank you very much.